We are in Ois Mem Zayin discussing the 17th principle of tshuva, which we said is to fix that which was broken, to run after actions of chesed and emes. We said yesterday a maisa with Rabbi Kiva's daughter that she saved her life. She saved her life by giving tzedakah on the day of her chasna. Rabbi Kiva was told that his daughter will die on the day of her wedding. And the next day after her wedding, they found one of her pieces of jewelry that had a pin at the end that she didn't even realize. She stuck it in the eye of the snake. That snake was coming to kill her. How and what schus did she save her life? And Rabbi Kiva asked her, what was going on the day of your chasna that you were zoiche, you merited such a nace? Because you were supposed to die. And she said, everyone's busy with the wedding preparations when I noticed a pauper. And she went out of her way. She's the kala. If anyone should be busy, she should be busy. But she noticed the kala. She noticed the pauper. And she noticed what he needs, and she gave him tzedakah. Tzedakah tatzil mimavis. Tzedakah saves from death. A person never knows what the gezeirah is in the Shemayim on this person's life. We never know. And we have to realize that when we give tzedakah, when someone asks us, we have to realize we're giving ourselves more than we're giving them. And it's possible, says Rabbeinu Yoina, that even though a person did tshuva, because without tshuva, even the chesed, even the tzedakah, he will not have a kapara. But it's possible that the person will still need to do acts of chesed in order to have a proper kapara. And the reason is because perhaps the person had hanging over his head because of his averus that he did, Misa b'day Shemayim, a death sentence in Shemayim, or other necessities of Yisurim, of suffering to come to this person. And through acts of Chesed, P'ulos HaChesed, acts of Chesed, the person is able to, besides the tshuva he did, which we said is a necessity, because Hashem does not take any bribes, a mitzvah is not a bribe to Hashem, he has to do his own tshuva. But besides for the tshuva, in order to retain and gain this proper level of a kapara, it's running after acts of chesed. Chesed is bein odom lechaveroi. Chesed could be with your money. Chesed could be with your actions. Running after acts of chesed. Chesed could be picking up the phone and say, how are you? How are you doing? I haven't seen you in a while. Kiyesh Aveiro, he says, Rabbeinu Yoina, Sha'atshuva Yomikipurim Toilin Yisurin the Markin. Tshuva with Yom Kippur as well. Well, keep that Aveira hanging up in Shemayim, and the report card is still up there and visible. But Yisurin, suffering, Rachmanu Litzlan, suffering will wipe it away. Suffering will wipe it away. No more Aveira. However, that's what the Pasuk is telling us now. Bechesed ve'emes yuchupar ovoin. Yuchupar ovoin. We're now focusing on the chesed part of it. With a person doing acts of chesed, he will have a kapara, an atonement. He won't need the yisurim. Imagine you go to a doctor, and the doctor gives you medicine. And the doctor says, you take this medicine, and you'll feel better. But it's a difficult regimen. You have to take the medicine certain hours of the day, specifically at those times. You to make sure as soon as you wake up or wake up earlier. It has to be taken at certain times throughout the day. But if you don't take the medicine, the doctor says you're going to have pain. You're going to suffer. Who's not going to take the medicine? Who in the right mind is going to say, nah, I don't need the medicine. I'll suffer. But Ben Yoin is telling us, he's our doctor in the mashal here. And he's telling us, you have a chance to protect yourselves from pain. What's the way? With no... The chesed of emes yichubarovim, but with this chesed the person will do, says Rabbeinu Yoina, you won't need this suffering. So a person is encouraged for himself to run after acts of chesed.